wanted to start with last night's school board meeting and some of the talks about future budget numbers. It's had some reports put together in terms of what the shortfalls may look like with 2%, 4% allowable growth, just the different models that have been talked about. And looks like there's going to have to be some thoughts moving forward about ways to maybe reduce expenditures and that sort of thing.
Yeah, Aaron, Mr. Mobley shared information about our current enrollment, how future enrollment looks, and how that enrollment relates to allowable growth scenarios down the road. As we all know, right now the legislature still hasn't made up its mind as far as allowable growth. If an agreement isn't reached, of course, it's going to be zero, and that would be traumatic to a school district. But Mr. Mobley shared information about a 2% allowable growth and 4% allowable growth, and then also the hybrid proposal that the House talked about here a week or so ago, which would be 2% allowable growth in the formula with another 2% one-time allocation, and then going 4% for 2014-15. In all scenarios, because of our enrollment situation, it appears that, you know, in a couple years, if we assume a 3% increase in expenditures, which is pretty typical, we would probably spend more than we would receive through revenues for those years. That's not going to be the case next year, even though our allowable growth received next year is going to be less than this year, regardless of what allowable growth is. So there are a lot of unknowns out there still, but it's good for us to give projections so that the Board of Education understands what the different scenarios are, and also, I guess, leads them to the realization that, you know, we do have to be careful with our expenditures, and we are going to have to look at how we can reduce expenditures in the future. Other things we need to look at, of course, are ways to increase revenues. The legislature did pass a bill, and the governor signed it this year, that promotes sharing opportunities in management administration. So we are working with other school districts to see if we can receive additional allowable growth, additional funding through sharing some of those programs. But, you know, right now we're in the beginning stages, and we'll continue to work on that.
And another one of those unknowns moving forward on the expenditure side is something that was talked about last night too, regarding some of the healthcare law changes. And sounds like Mr. Mobley's, he's working on figuring out what this will mean for the district as well, provided some of that information. But that's also another thing that you guys have to continue to look at moving forward.
Yeah, Craig talked about the fact that our health insurance premiums for next year are going to go up about 11%, and 4% of that, roughly, is due to changes in the health care laws and fees that school districts and other businesses too have to pay to the federal government under the health care laws. So it all adds up.
Something else that was talked about last night, Strauss Security came in and gave their presentation regarding some of the door security measures that have been discussed at all the entrances of the schools. It sounds like it was a good way to get some of that information out there directly to the school board, and now they give you guys some time to think about it, and it sounds like a vote may happen at the next meeting.
Yeah, Aaron, we're looking at the possibility of adding some key fob entries to all of our buildings, so that our employees have to use a fob, so to speak, to get into the buildings. Then we're talking about securing our doors once the students and staff are in, putting cameras at the main entries with a buzz-in system so that we can better control visitors to our school. You know, if someone wants to break in, they're gonna break in. It's hard to prevent that. But this is a way that many school districts are moving to provide a little more security and a little more control over visitors, because we do have a responsibility to provide a safe environment for our students and staff, and whatever we can do to improve and to enhance that safety and security is something that we need to look at. And yes, we did get a lot of information from the representative from Strauss last night, and a proposal will be taken to the board on the 28th of May, and we'll see how far and what measures the board wants to take.
All right. Finally, I guess the school year is kind of coming to an end here. Graduation is on the 26th, I believe, and Goal actually graduates on the 24th there as well. Anything you'd like to say, messages to get out there, or anything else as the school year winds down?
Well, Aaron, I think it's been a really good year. I think we've made a lot of progress in a lot of different ways. Of course, one of the most visible ways is the addition of the auditorium. But we've also done a lot of things as far as providing more educational opportunities for our students. And that has, I guess, been primarily through college credit courses that are available to our high school students. Our teachers have put in a lot of work during professional development days to look at ways to use data to enhance instruction. So, yeah, we've accomplished a lot, but we know that we've got a lot left on our plate, and we'll always have a lot on our plate to continue to grow. You know, Matt Heston last night talked about a subcommittee that he's serving on for the state for the STEM initiative, science, technology, engineering, and math. And he talked about his subcommittee's role in developing requirements for endorsements for teachers to teach the STEM initiative. One of the things that's really being proposed and pushed in the state is increased education in science, technology, engineering, and math. So that's another thing that we're working toward as we plan for the future.